matured, I've realized that poverty is nothing to be ashamed of. The way I see it, the poor make a sacrifice for the rich, but that's a whole other story. Although I felt bad about seeing the cowboy movies, while I was watching them, I was transported. I've never been on a horse in my life, literally. I didn't have a horse, but I'd slap my leg and say, "Giddy up, giddy up." And when my mama made me mad, I'd say, "Pow," and point my finger like it was a gun. After that, what were the odds of me growing up and liking nonviolent Martin Luther King Jr.? As a boy, John Wayne was my hero. John Wayne didn't talk about nonviolence. "If you're right and they're wrong, then kill 'em." That's what John Wayne said, and I loved that. Then I had to rethink that whole thing when I got to know King. Now I look at John Wayne and say, "You nasty, violent, ignorant somebody." That's why I say ignorance is not bliss, but costly. I did not understand the limits of violence. It took Martin Luther King to show me. And I didn't know that I shouldn't be ashamed of being poor either. But change in attitude does not come quickly. When I was in high school, I worked at the Shell gas station making more money than I had ever had. One summer day, the weather was good. A few of the